Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, my friend, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it is a delight to be with you this Sunday morning. It always is. I just love seeing you, love talking to you, love learning. This is just probably my favorite day of the week to do this with you. As you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. I just love working with CHI, growing the Northwest Georgia healthcare benefits that we're trying to extend to all the residents of Northwest Georgia and CHI in general, just wonderful people. As you know, I've been doing this job, primary care, for over 20 years, a family tradition that goes back over 150 years. It's my pleasure to continue to do that and serve the residents as well as best I can. We have a great time in my office. I mean, I attract the most wonderful people. My patients are like family, so thank you to all my patients that are out there listening. I keep hearing that you are. Thank you, thank you. And I want to also extend a thank you to LHC, that's Louisiana Healthcare. As you know, we have sponsors through them with Home Care Solutions, Home Health. Wonderful people, do a great job. It's just an honor to work with them as well. And Heartlight Hospice out of Dalton. They also do a wonderful job. Great people serving all of the residents of this area as well. Also, Benchmark Physical Therapy. My goodness, I work with so many good people. So Benchmark does a great job. They have offices everywhere around here, but I work the most with Fort Oglethorpe in that office. So thank you to all of our friends, all the people that I work with. Just an honor and a pleasure to work with you all. And they are serving people just like you and I do. And let me say this from CHI Memorial. They want to encourage you to get an annual wellness checkup, even if you're perfectly healthy. Not only will that keep you up to date with immunizations and tests, and it's time for flu shots right now, but you'll have a doctor who knows you in case of an illness. CHI Memorial provides you and your family over 30 locations throughout the Chattanooga and North Georgia areas. You can learn more at chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. That's chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And you know, you say how much you enjoy this show, and I certainly echo that feeling. You know, the first few months, it was a little bit of a chore to reschedule my life to be here every day, this one day of the week at this time. But it's been a joy, and I do also look forward to the time we converse and discuss things on many levels. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and I began that business in 1979 with a passion for the belief of nutrition and health, and I still continue that today. I'm 61 years old. I practice what I preach. And I will say that I had two people this week come into Nutrition World, one of which was a gentleman. And he came up to me and he said, I've never been in this store before. But he said, I listened to your show on 98.1 a few weeks ago, and I felt you guys were the real deal. And that was a compliment to me, because there's so much fakiness out there in the marketplace on all levels. And he said, when you and I talked about this app that I have kind of utilized called Seafood Watch. Seafood Watch is an app you can download that when you go into a restaurant and you want to know the probabilities of your seafood, if you know the source of it, like if you go to a place and you ask, where did this salmon come from? And they say Scotland. You can go on and Seafood Watch, and it's going to tell you whether those fish were most likely full of chemicals, toxins, if they're caught in wild waters, or if they're, you know, pinned up and they are overcrowded and full of disease, they're going to give you the odds of if you know the source. Well, this gentleman was like, I will continue to come back here and listen to that show because I know you two are not out there to sell anything. You're out there to truly help people. And that was a great compliment. And secondly, I had a lady who came in, and her name was Nellie, and she said that she's has gone to our past shows on vitalhealthradio.com, and she listens to two of our shows every day until she got completely caught up.
Okay, now that's incredible.
Yeah, I was almost embarrassed because, I mean, I know we're good, but I don't know if I could sit and listen to us that long. But
you know, I had a patient say something similar this week, actually more than one, but that they had listened. They'd actually, you know, I can, I guess, give medical advice, and it was my patient, but they had actually put some of the things we said into practice. It had gone very well. They were very thankful. They had been by Nutrition World and said how wonderful everybody was to them. So once again, it is meeting some of the healthcare needs and the educational needs of the community. It's wonderful. That's what we're doing it for.
Well, and the thing is, if we can, or if I can especially, which is what I do and I know you do every day, move forward into helping people journey to a better place with health. And we're not talking about miracles. We're talking about sometimes the smallest little bullet points, like I continue to preach, I guess I would say, about the importance of moderate to high dosing of vitamin D to help during the flu season. If you're vitamin D deficient, you're going to be more susceptible to all things because low D decreases your immune system. And your immune system is the frontline defense against all of these things. But I want to mention a restaurant that I ate at, which everyone knows. And then maybe later in the show you can talk about one that you went to. This was an unusual story, and it actually I have thought about it often this week. We went to, because it was a Sunday night, and it was one of those unusual times, and I was not ready to travel anywhere to eat. I was tired, and I went to Cracker Barrel. Well, I've always said that most restaurants, I'd say 90%, you can make decent to very good choices, even in a McDonald's, if you know what you're doing and ordering. That doesn't mean perfect, but it means pretty good. So I go to Cracker Barrel, and I get the same thing almost every time. I get the grilled chicken tenders. They actually have very good broccoli, and they have Brussels sprouts, and they have coleslaw. Now, I will have one piece of cornbread because that is my weakness with unsweet tea. But what, the reason I'm telling this story is this young gentleman, a waiter there, he was about 19. You could tell just a very hardworking, smart, motivated fella. And he comes over the table after our order and he comes back and he says, "Sir, I am sorry to tell you, but we have no broccoli or no Brussels sprouts." And I said, "Dang, man." And he said, "What else would you like?" And I didn't have a menu, so I said, "Well, I don't really know. What would be other healthy choices that I could get?" And he hesitated about 10 seconds and looked at me with complete honesty and said, "Sir, I don't know what a healthy vegetable is." I said, "Really?" He said, "I have no idea." And that stunned me, even after 40 years of dealing with people who want to learn. This is a 19-year-old who cannot tell me what a healthy vegetable is. That means he doesn't know what an unhealthy vegetable is. Something's wrong here. Don't you agree?
I agree, but I'm imagining he got taken to school.
No, I didn't feel it was my time and place, and he didn't ask and open the door for it. So, but maybe it got him thinking, you know?
You know, it seems like I can remember nutritional classes as a kid, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was my dad teaching me, but I still remember learning food groups and learning the pyramid. Maybe it's not perfect, but at least that was some education on that and, you know, both school and at home. So, yeah, where did it go?
Well, you know, and I do know that there it's not uncommon for someone to come in the store, and we're talking about how to lose weight or how to be less inflammation or this or that. And, you know, we've talked about keto diets endlessly, and we are going to have a lecture at Nutrition World in January. We just quite haven't gotten the day. We're actually going to have two. We're going to have one for absolute beginners. Then we're going to have a second lecture for those who would be more advanced people in keto. So look on nutritionw.com under events as of probably next week, and we will have those scheduled. But I want to say that, you know, the choice of vegetables, number one is they need to have two things going for them. One, they need to have, most of the time, they need to be colored vegetables. Now, cauliflower counts as colored, even though it's white, but it needs to have these magical phytochemicals that come out of these broccolis and cauliflowers and the whole list of things like that. That does not include corn, potatoes, rice. All those things are not really good vegetables because they're too hypoglycemic and they don't offer any of the real benefits that we need. I mean, I drink a green drink every single day from Nutrition World that has the equivalent of 6 servings of these vegetables because I'm a real human and I work really hard and I can't always get to the best places to get my vegetables. So this guarantees me at least halfway getting there before lunch. And so,
you know, a friend of mine actually had, it was a I can't remember. It was First Watch, and they had a kale. It was a breakfast drink, but it was bright green. You would probably love that thing.
I saw that on the menu last month, and that's interesting. The thing about that, you still have to do your homework on every one of these because these restaurants know what the American taste buds need to be sweet, and so sometimes they will add far too many unhealthy carbohydrates with the healthy stuff. Well, that negates a lot of the health benefits if they add, you know, apple juice and sweet things. So you have to be, you know, looking into the details. And luckily, we're in a time and place where you can get the list of the ingredients.
Absolutely.
And on NutritionW.com, I have written a free ebook called Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? And if you go on and download it, I actually have 3 pages in there that says this. These are the foods you do not need to eat anymore. The second page says, okay, we're human. We're going to screw up. The screw up list, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. And then the main list is what we live on 85% of the time. So, yeah,
and I hate that corn is on that list, the high carbs. You know, it's so good. And like there's a, what is it? Taco Mamacita is that Mexican street corn, something like that. It is amazing. But that's one of the cheat foods. But wow, it's worth it.
It's
I will tell you that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's where I was with that cornbread at Cracker Barrel. All right, my friend. It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing a very interesting topic that I have been personally involved in for 2.5 years. It's a type of machine that's found in many of the hospitals in Europe called Beamer. And we'll be talking to an expert named Jody on that. We've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have, as always, a most interesting guest, and before I introduce her, it is going to involve something that I personally have been involved with for probably 2 to 2.5 years, called a Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Welcome, Jody, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much, Ed. It's great to be here.
I know I met you, like I said, about 2.5 years ago through, as most things in life, through kind of a unusual series of somebody knew somebody and they wanted me to talk. And I'm very skeptical, I have to say, about a lot of what I would call healing. I won't say even say healing devices, but just things that machine-wise that can help people to feel better and to be to really journey in life more effectively. Well, there's a machine called a Beamer, and I want to say before you say anything, I have been using this particular equipment in a personal session probably 5 to 6 days a week for 2.5 years, and I am so thrilled by its results that I can guarantee you that if that machine broke today, I would buy another one tomorrow because I feel less pain, less inflammation. I can work out far better than I could even 10 years ago. My body fat has dropped. So start somebody on this information path that, of course, knows nothing about Beamer because you've been involved far longer than I. Tell us a little bit about that, Jody.
Right. Well, I'm right with you on that as far as being skeptical about there's so many devices and everything you can possibly think of that come through and come into our vision. And we just, you know, it's important to be a little bit skeptical and do your due diligence, which I know that you did, and be an open skeptic is kind of how I put it. And that's exactly where I was, too, when I was introduced to this technology. So the technology is a simple device that you just simply lay on. It's a 6-foot-long mat, has wound coils within it, and you lay on it for 8 minutes. And in 8 minutes, what it does is it increases the circulation in your body by 32%. And that's really significant because let's say you go out for a really good brisk walk. You might increase that circulation by 7%. It's a top. And this is pulling it up to 32%, which is great because now your cells have more oxygen, which gives you more energy. It's better for healing, inflammation. And by the way, we don't say that we heal any particular conditions, but if you think about what circulation can do for your body, then it can relate to so many different conditions that people have, not to mention sports performance and recovery and that type of thing. So it really is a significant piece of wellness equipment to have in your home.
Yeah, I love the fact, you know, calling it a piece of wellness equipment. And, mm-hmm. When I do a session, which is, again, 5 to 7 days a week, I will lie down on this mat for 8 minutes. And I mm-hmm. do have a choice of different settings as to the power. And I know I've been having, anytime I have issues, like I do have a chronic thing with Achilles tendonitis. And I love to salsa dance. And the other night, I was way too aggressive. I did probably dance 15 dances. And, well, Thursday, it was a hard time to walk. Well, I go down and I put the device on, and I set it a relatively high setting. And mm-hmm. it just makes such a difference on how I function during the day. And you're so right. I mean, you know, you can eat all the healthy foods you want. And take all the supplements. But if the circulatory system is not delivering those things, which is what delivers all the nutrients, well, you're going to not be getting the results you want. So, how long does it take a person of utilizing this before they actually can maybe see or feel results?
Well, everybody's different. And it's just like when you have a good supplement in your body, you will see the results of that at different, and, you know, each individual person based on their metabolism and their DNA, obviously, and assimilation are going to assimilate it differently. But on an average, what I tell people is, you know, some people I've seen in the 3 years I've been with Beamer, I have actually seen people get on this device with, let's say, a chronic migraine headache that they've had for 30 years, you know, and now it's coming on. And they know they're going to miss work. They're going to be blackout, you know, exhausted and sick. And I've actually seen them get on this device and in that 1 8-minute session, get off of that and not have that headache. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen with every person, but I see it so consistently. And so I can see it happen in even just one session, but I really, really recommend using it consistently for 2 weeks and really getting a good idea on what it can do for better sleep, less inflammation, less stress, faster recovery, that type of a thing. So it's really significant. Like you said, it has different settings, so it can adapt to wherever you're at. And we are adamant about education, just like you are, Ed, with everything that you do. It's just phenomenal how you educate, educate, educate. And that's what we do with Beamer. So when you are involved with this equipment and using it as a part of your everyday wellness life, we educate you backwards and forwards on this equipment so you know exactly what you're doing. And it's in, we have it in over, 4,000 or 5,000 hospitals in just Germany alone. And now it's here in the U.S. in many, many clinics, personal homes, corporate offices. So it's really, really taking hold and people are loving it. I know I do. I don't want to go a single day without it.
Well, you know, you're preaching to the choir with me for sure, and I just know that it benefits me. And I will be honest to the listeners, when I think back on the amount of equipment that I have purchased over my 40-year career, it's well up there into the $40,000 and $50,000 range, believe it or not, because I'm a person who really jumps into something, experiences it, and then makes a decision on it. Most people do it the opposite. They're going to do a lot of analysis. They're going to be skeptical. They're not going to do it. But you know what? Every now and then, there's this absolute treasure that comes from being a risk taker. And I am a risk taker. And one of the treasures of my 40-year career as far as equipment has been a Beamer. And for those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And our guest today is Jody, talking about a remarkable piece of equipment called Beamer that is available at Nutrition World. And we're going to be having an upcoming lecture that Jody and I are talking about. Don't have the date yet, but this will explain. We'll have demonstrations. We will have the ability to truly experience the power of a Beamer. And those will be found, the lectures, on nutritionw.com under events. But Jody, tells people, like right now, they're sitting, if they are, on their computer, how could they find more solid information? Because going to Google alone is not the best answer. What website would you recommend?
No, I would recommend, first of all, get a hold of Ed. That would be my first recommendation. And, send him a quick email. And, you know, if you're really serious about being well, staying well, feeling great, rolling back the clock. I'm 57, and honestly, I feel like this has, you know, brought me back into my 20s again as far as energy level and just general health in general. But you could go to, you want me to mention BMR University?
Yes.
All right, so it's www.b as in boy, m as in mark, r as in regulate, university, and it's .com. And if you go there, you would go to the resources top of the page there, click on that, and it will have a drop-down menu that says, what is Beamer? And that's really where you want to start, because that will give you the science behind the wellness device. It will give you physicians speaking about it. And I really like that because I'm from a science background, and I want to know all the ins and outs. I want to know about the clinical studies. I want to know all of that. And then, contact Ed if you have more questions, and they'll be happy to walk you through it. I know that here in Florida, what I do with my Beamer, I have several, and I rent them out, and I let people use them and really experience it for themselves, which I think, for me, that's what I did. So that's kind of how I run sharing Beamer.
Hey, Jody, this is Dr. Green. From my standpoint as a doctor, I'm curious, can you explain a little more about just, I want to know how it works. I want to know how it increases circulation. I've been trying to figure out how an electromagnetic field can increase my circulation. I don't know. Can you explain that to me and the listeners?
I certainly can. And I'm not going to use a bunch of big words, but I will say that if you go to PubMed, which is a published site, really for clinical studies, that type of a thing. If you really want the science behind that, we can get that for you. And that's where I started because of being in the background of a wellness, 34 years I've been working with physicians. And like Ed said, I was skeptical. So we did in-house clinical studies on 10 of the most chronic patients you could find, including 3 top athletes. So we took from both ends of the spectrum. But the way that this works is called vasomotion. And if you look up the word vasomotion, it's the motion that creates the cells to be in movement. So, for instance, if you look at your blood work under a microscope, you will see, like if you're in stress or if you have anxiety or inflammation within the body, you'll see that those cells are all stacked on top of each other like pancakes. So you picture all these cells that are supposed to be nice round cells all stacked up on top of each other, flattened out like pancakes. Each cell carries a little backpack of 4 oxygen molecules. And those little backpacks are very essential in cell health and all of our energy and everything, healing properties, even like wound care. It's super important that all of our cells, all 100 trillion of them, are in the right formation and that they're not disrupted. So what Beamer does is it sends an impulse from the computer. And Dr. Green, have you seen this piece of equipment, actually looked at it?
Not in person, just in some literature.
Okay, well, it's very simple. It's a small box that looks like a small computer, and it has a lead that goes, it's a cord that goes to the mat, and we have other accessories as well, but it goes to the mat. And when that is turned on, it sends an impulse, which you do not typically feel. It's not like you're getting zapped, or it's not like a if you go to a chiropractor or something, it's not where you're feeling anything like a tingling or a zapping sensation. It's nothing like that. It's very, very gentle. And we know that impulses to the cell need to be gentle and not forced. Cells don't respond to force. So that sends the impulse, and it creates that vasomotion, which is what increases that circulation. And it's like you take those cells that were now pancakes, and you can see it through a little two-minute video that we have. We did it with intravital microscopy, which is an instrument that's inserted into and can see the actual cell movement. It's fascinating, and it's on that site that I mentioned, so you've got to see that. And what it does is it hits that cell, that impulse. And when it hits that cell over an eight-minute period of time, it separates those pancakes or those cells, and it brings them back into that round formation that they're supposed to be. And now they can pick up those four oxygen molecules or backpacks, like I try to teach. And it takes them and carries them through the plasma. And so now you've got that increase in circulation. I don't know if that explains it well for you, but that's what it does.
That works
and
for me.
Yeah. And we have a signal that's a patented signal like no other wellness device out there. That signal recharges those cells and holds the cell charge for 16 to 72 hours. So that's like powering up your cell phone. So, doctor, you might have a cell phone that when you plug it in, it charges it and it holds that charge for, let's say, 2 days. I might have a better cell phone, and I plug mine in and charge it up, and it holds for 5 days. Our signal with Beamer holds the longest of any signal out there. It is by far the best piece of wellness equipment you can get. And, for instance, if I skip a day, I still have that charge in my body that's still creating that circulation. And it's fascinating. The more I studied about it, the more fascinating it was. So.
Wow, Jody, you know, you've been so informative, and I'm going to leave the station and go directly back to the store to do my session because I don't want to miss any days. And you know what? It's already time for us to take a break. And thank you so much, Jody. And when we come back,
you're welcome.
We're going to be discussing more about your nutrition and health with Dr. Green, my partner. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have a much-needed conversation with a friend of mine, Dr. Matt. And him and his wife, Dr. Monica, operate a location called Rev, chiropractic downtown. I have a lot of experience with knowing people who've been to Dr. Matt and have just been thrilled with the positive comments that I get very often. And Dr. Matt is a chiropractor, but certainly not when you think about chiropractic. He is not doing the main basic bone cracking and all the things we attribute to that. He has developed and has schooled himself in a science that is intriguing to me. And welcome, Dr. Matt, to our show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Can you kind of summarize before we get to the actual subject? And the subject today is, you know, a type of action mechanism and treatment that you are involved in that can help on many areas, but today's conversation is something that's much needed, which is things like anxiety and depression and maybe lack of sleep, everything that involves the emotions that we are so ruled by in today's times. So give us a little bit of summary of exactly what we are talking about.
So today we're going to talk about emotions and anxiety and depression, how so many people today, they're living in fear. And, you know, I looked at the latest statistics, 40 million people in America are dealing with anxiety today, and a large percentage are dealing with depression. So more than ever, the conversation around our emotions needs to be had. And, you know, we got three men here. A lot of times us men, we don't like to talk about our emotions. Females, you are a lot better about that. But, you know, the more work that I do, and, you know, obviously being a chiropractor, people will come in with the physical aches and pains. And sometimes, yes, we get a car accident. Sometimes we fall off our mountain bike. Sometimes we play basketball and roll our ankle. And we know, yeah, this pain is due to this physical thing that I did. And a lot of times there is physical components, but the more work that I do and understand, about 90, 95%, I would have to say, of the physical ailments and pains have some sort of mental, emotional component tied to it. And we'll get more into why I know that, why I believe that's so true in a little bit.
You know, something you said, and I know Ed and I have talked about this on prior shows, it's so true that women and men deal with the stress, depression, anxiety, fear so differently, and it's so easy. Ed knows I preach about not walking in fear, but, you know, living a more bold life, living it fiercely, and that's something you do have to make a real decision to do, whether you're a man or a woman. But I have to remind my male patients a lot when they come in and they're talking about anxiety or fear or depression that they're not alone, because they haven't talked to anybody else. And frankly, they don't really have anybody else to talk to. So I'm blessed with a lot of good friends that I can talk to, confide in, and get good counsel. But women network better. But that's my point for the men out there. Yes. Talk to other people, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to Matt, talk to Ed, talk to any of us. You're not alone.
And thank you, Dr. Green. Like, that's huge to hear, especially from a medical professional, to see that awareness. And yeah, men, we grow up and we're supposed to be these macho guys, but we have emotions just like females do. And we're not taught at a young age to be able to express that. You know, we hear, don't cry like a girl. That's an awful thing to hear as a young kid, especially when you're just taking that in. So you think, I'm not supposed to cry. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to share my emotions. And that can really lead to havoc down the road.
So true.
Well, and I know for my 40 years of observing people, you know, fear destroys health, fear destroys life. But the issue is, to me, is many times we get locked into a like concrete place where that fear is so deeply ingrained that sometimes we have no option, we have no method, we have no tools in our toolkit to help us actually not remove it, but to build a relationship with it where it isn't toxic anymore. And I know what you do works on a system that almost tends to allow this to be freed up. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely saying that correctly. And before kind of getting into that, why I do the work that I do, and my wife does this work, and Dr. Brian Stutz out in Udawah does this work as well. Why we do this is because we've had so much relief and help through this process of really just focusing on the nervous system. Again, I always take it back to the nervous system because that's where I believe everything starts. Your nervous system is your perceptual lens. It's how you process life experiences, how you see, hear, taste, touch, smell. And all of these experiences, they have this vibrational, tonal part to it, and our nervous system has to experience in that. And the things that we love to do that are easy for us, we integrate them, we move forward with them, we increase our complexity, we grow as a human being. But the ones that are stressful, are tough, give us fear, anxiety, those are the things we don't integrate, and they tend to store within the body over time. And you know, a lot of our work and understanding is understanding quantum physics, how this bioenergetic nature works in this entire world and within our bodies, but also to the work of cell biology. People like Bruce Lipton, who studied epigenetics, how our environment affects us. So if we live in a very stressful environment, that's going to change our genetic makeup. And then a woman named Dr. Candace Pert, she passed several years ago. She wrote a book called Molecules of Emotion. And to summarize this years of research, essentially what she showed is that every experience, we release some chemicals, cortisol, adrenaline, you know, dopamine, serotonin, whatever it is specifically for that. And we can clump these things called into ligands. And every time we have an experience, we release these ligands. And they used to believe that there were only receptor sites in our brain. They used to think mental health and these emotions were all locked in the brain. And a big majority of the receptor sites were. They were found in the brain. They're found in certain parts, the amygdala, the hippocampus. But they actually showed through her research in several years is that every single 100 trillion cell that lives within our body also has these receptor sites. And the cells in our heart are communicated via the cells in our brain. The cells of our heart communicate to the joints in our body. They communicate to the liver. All these cells are communicating based on these experiences. And if we've had experiences that, when we think about it today, it gives us that adrenaline, it gives us that cortisol, we feel that fear, anxiety, parts of our system are still processing an experience and emotion from our past. And that's why we feel it to our gut. It's like we get that fear that overwhelms our entire body. So more importantly, just so people know, you're not making it up when you feel that. It's not just in your head. It's biologically within all 100 trillion cells.
I just love that explanation. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones along with my partner, Dr. Green. And we are discussing a most needed topic with Dr. Matt on how to work with emotions that have become toxic and fearful. And, you know, the Candace Perk lady, I remember so well, that was a turning point for me, and I don't know how long ago she wrote that book, Molecules of Emotion, but I remember listening to it on a cassette tape because there wasn't anything else to listen to it on.
Better than an 8-track tape.
So tell, you know, summarize a little bit about the process of how you help people to build relationships and help to negate some of the toxic nature of these locked in emotions that we all during a period of life will succumb to if we don't have a method such as yours. Tell us more.
Yeah. And again, we have a several minutes here today, so I'm going to try and wrap up about an hour and 20 minute conversation than I do at our office every week in about a couple minutes, about 3-4 minutes. So, you know, what I'll share with people is that all these experiences and emotions, we tend to think of them as negative, that like, man, why did this happen to me? This is just the worst thing. But how often in life, 5 years later, a year later, 20 years later, you look back at experiences and you say, man, that was really rough during that time, but I am so grateful that it happened because it led me down the path that I am today, and I'm so much better because of it. And a lot of times we see it in the foresight, we see it afterwards, right? But if we can begin to see that, man, these experiences are actually meant for us right now, we can begin to integrate them faster. It's not to say that you're not going to have, you know, challenges and stresses, but if we can understand that this is just an opportunity for us to learn and grow from, that really changes things. So the very first thing I share with people is, again, always going back to the nervous system. We talked about this the last time we were here, is that nervous system processes experiences. And your nervous system acts a lot like a computer system in the sense that it has a neural bandwidth or a capacity, if you may. Dr. Green, do you remember back in the 80s, the very first home computer, the Commodore 64 back in the day?
I'm embarrassed to say that I do.
Awesome. So Commodore 64, this big, for the younger folks, it's this big clunky computer, takes up the whole room. And imagine, Dr. Green, I gave you that computer, that Commodore 64, and I said, hey, I need you to go on Facebook. I need you to Skype a friend. I need you to download a movie and send an email, and I need you to do it in the next 5 minutes. Would you be able to do it?
Call me in about 40 years.
Call me about 40 years. Probably wouldn't even be able to do it in 40 years because that old computer has a really small capacity and bandwidth. Once you start doing some of that, it can't process that input, right? But if I gave you a brand new computer, 2018 MacBook or Dell or something brand new, would you be able to do that stuff?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? Because that new computer has a much bigger capacity and bandwidth. Same thing with our nervous systems, guys. If we have a small capacity, when we have experiences in our life, we feel the overwhelm. We feel the angst. We can't process it efficiently. But if our bandwidth is much bigger, we can handle these things. We can handle them with ease and grace. Maybe we have challenges and curveballs, but we can process them real time. And the approach that we take people through is first and foremost helping them to integrate what's been built up in the past, because we have all these emotions and they kind of run like patterns, like a scratch on a record player, right? We talked about 8-tracks. Scratch on a record, that verse will just keep playing over and over and over again. And nervous system being your perception system, if you have this experience, it triggers an unintegrated experience. This is how we react to certain situations that we don't normally want to react that way. We don't respond appropriately. Like, you know, our partner is telling us something and we just get really mad. I'm like, why did I get so mad at this experience? Or we have something in life and we respond in a certain way we don't want to. Or physically, we do something and we can't handle it and our body tenses up. So it's all these patterns that build up. So first we have to break those patterns. And the way I do it is helping people through vitalistic chiropractic adjustments, really working with the tone to the nervous system. And what we've seen is that when we start clearing those old patterns, the body, again, as we've shared before, has this amazing intelligence, and it says, I want to experience more of life. I want to increase this capacity to learn, grow, and evolve as a human being. And when we start increasing our capacity, think of these two lines getting bigger and bigger and bigger, we begin to be able to do more things. We can handle things with ease and with grace. And we start seeing the gift in these experiences in real time.
Oh, yeah, it's music to my ears because, I deal with a lot of people every day who they can't really get healthy, not because they don't eat well, not because they don't supplement well, not because they don't exercise. It's because of the locked-in toxic emotions. Now, is your type of treatment a gentle touch? Is that how it works?
Very, very gentle touch. Like, you know, I compare it to an acupuncturist who, you know, can stick a needle in your toe and affect your gallbladder. Mm-hmm. We use a similar approach called tonal chiropractic. We've been taught a technique called BGI. And what this does is we teach the nervous system with these very gentle contacts to pay attention to areas that it hasn't paid attention to in a long time. And when you bring attention to that, you bring awareness of that intelligence in your body to start processing. It's like if I touched you on your shoulder right now, you'd bring all your awareness and intention to your shoulder. You now feel that. So that's really what our approach is all about.
And I did like one thing you said, Matt, about the stresses, the trials of life changing you but not destroying you. It's something I realized a few years ago, that you can let things beat you down and destroy you, or you can let it have a good effect and transform you into something that's better than you were.
Absolutely. And it's all based on your perception. And for us, nervous systems, perception system, it's everything. And you can integrate your stuff from the past, you can grow, you can evolve, and then you can also make that change with that mindset as well.
Oh, how lovely, Dr. Matt. Tell people how they can get in contact with you if they would like to make an appointment, and we will have your business cards at Nutrition World here in Chattanooga.
Absolutely. You can call our office at 423-713-7390. Best way to learn more is to go to our website at www.revoptimalliving.com. We have tons of information there, tons of testimonials, so you can learn more right on the website.
Tremendous thanks to you, Dr. Matt, for all you do and the connection you have to such wisdom. It is time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about your health, holistic nutrition, perhaps drugs. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. Silverdale Baptist Church has a wonderful free app you can download, and if you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That is silverdalebc.com. Now, today we're talking about loss. Let's start with Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. Now, this is Isaiah speaking long beforehand about the suffering of Jesus, who was well acquainted with suffering. Whatever grief or loss we ever experience, God understands. One of the comforts God offers us is peace when we grieve a profound loss. Whatever has caused or is causing you grief, talk to God about the way you are suffering. Don't let your grief become a source of bitterness that poisons your life. God longs for a deep and abiding relationship with us. And because he is dependable, he wants us to depend on him. God can use your sorrow to strengthen your relationship with Him. Think about it this way. If someone is perfectly healthy, it is unlikely they will voluntarily end up in my office anytime real soon. When everything in their body seems to be working just fine, why would they seek my help? But during illness, and especially during prolonged or serious illness, chances are that you will seek out a medical provider for help. You will make a voluntary choice to see the doctor in a hope to cure that illness. Similarly, sometimes God may allow loss into our lives to force a focus back onto Him. He does not want us to live our lives alone without Him. Even when we forget He is there, He is already with us. He longs to be close to us. So, are you in a situation that seems to want to eat you alive? Are you finding yourself with less and less hope each day? Do you feel overwhelmed with what you have lost? Well, if that describes your situation, then let me remind you that Jesus is with you. He is perfectly faithful, even though we are not. And because He is with you, His power and grace are also with you and can comfort you. Sometimes life is full of storms and wind and rain, but we do not have to walk through the valleys of life alone. Call out to Jesus. He will meet you right where you are. Keep walking. Don't give up. Don't say that you can't make it, because God will make it right alongside you. You are truly never alone. Nothing we lose in life came as a surprise to God. He will restore trust and hope where it has been broken and lost. He will create in you a heart longing for His will in your life. He will transition your thoughts off of what you have lost and onto the promises of all we are and have in Him. And the best promise of all? Well, God is perfectly faithful and will never, ever leave or forsake you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, even the concept of loneliness was in the news this week. It spoke about a study that was showing that our risk of dementia is almost doubled if we're getting older and we live alone and are lonely. So even from the absolute scientific standpoint, there's devastation to these feelings of loneliness. I do want to say that at Nutrition World, we have two events coming up, one of which is on essential oils. I love the power of these oils. Essential oils are basically the blood of a plant, and that's why plants are resistant, if they're healthy, to much disease and pest and other organisms that might destroy them. They build within their own system these essential oils to stay healthy. They're like their own medicines. Well, on under Nutrition World, NutritionW.com, under events, we're going to be having a essential oil class where you will make your own, be able to take it home, and learn for 2.5 hours how to do all this, and it's going to be so cool.
Now, I'm interested in that. When is that?
It is on December 9th, and it will be from 1 p.m. to 3:30. So
no night classes?
No night. This is a Sunday now.
Okay.
So it's 1 to 3:30. We rarely have things on Sunday, but it works so well, and it will be in the store. So it's going to be really, really cool to do that. The other thing is we have a separate part of our complex called the Wellness Corner, and the website's thewellnesscornerretreat.com, and we have a really great yoga for stress management class coming up on December 15th at 1 p.m. And if you want to learn more about all the events at our complex, go to wellnesscornerretreat.com.
You know, interestingly, I was reading about something on yoga, and it was actually a test question I was looking at about depression, anxiety, and different exercises. We all know that exercise can benefit depression. I mean, there are a lot of studies on that, but yoga has been proven to have a medical benefit for that. It was an interesting, you know, they looked at Tai Chi and other things, but yoga was the one that actually had the best medical evidence to help things like depression and anxiety.
Well, I would assume, just from my own background, that it's actually less of the yoga moves and more of the mindfulness that is incorporated into the yoga philosophy, which mindfulness, of course, has now become headlines in most of the United States. And really, it's in the Orient, it's just been the way it's been because they are far more in tune with being present for this moment and not always running from pain and searching for pleasure constantly from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed. They actually kind of hold everything in a nice cuddly basket, and they're okay with doing what needs to be done, but being at peace with whatever's in front of them. And we live in such a chaotic location, world, politics, all the things that we have to journey through every day. But really and truly, it doesn't matter how rough the waters are if we can be mindful, because then we don't have the chaoticness, even though the world does.
Well, it's so easy to let your circumstances define how you feel instead of letting your own mindfulness, your own, oh gosh, sense of self-worth, peace, define how you feel. It's so easy to get caught up in the craziness of this world. It really is.
And it's so common that we think it's normal because everyone that we are involved with is basically suffering from the same disease of chaoticness. And, you know, it's kind of like the violin, that if you have two violins and you set one on the table and someone picks up the other one and starts playing it, the first one on the table, if you put it close enough, will resonate with a sound because it's close to the first one. Well, that's what's happening when you are giving yourself up to the maddening nature of this daily life of ours. So taking, like yoga, of course, is very connected to the breath. And now we're not talking breathing like an athlete. We're talking about getting back into a harmony with the breath, the body, the circumstances, and not chasing all the time. And a whole chunk of poor health is not connected really and truly to bad food always or nutrition. It is connected to the frazzled nature that is within us. And I am a huge fan of whatever methods can bring you back into that balance, whether it be music, yoga, church, singing, dancing, it doesn't matter. Something where your heart resonates back into more of a like the violins. You want to resonate with the healthy vibrations, and that will not happen if you don't look for it. No one is going to be bringing this to your plate. You're not going to Starbucks and or any other places and expect this to be offered. You have to do this on your own. So, again, the Wellness Retreat has this yoga for stress. Now, some yogas are not stress relieving because they actually have become part of the athletic movement, which is fine. You know, the type that the hot yogas and the really super tough athletic parts. So, you got to be careful which one you choose. So, you know what, Dr. Green, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, and a production from the Whitfield Media Group. A website design is by Avalon Design Studios. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones. From Nutrition World, have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.